Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. These days, we're used to the instant gratification of planting bedding plants as blooming transplants that provide us immediate color in our landscapes. But if you want spring flowering bulbs to brighten your gardens this spring, this simply will not work. You must plant the bulbs that will bloom next spring this fall. Now, October and November are great months for planting spring flowering bulbs in our climate. The nurseries have a great selection of spring flowering bulbs available now. You can find them in bags and buy a whole collection in a bag, or you can find them loose in bins and choose them that way, and either way works well. It's not too late to order spring flowering bulbs from catalogs. You can go on the internet and look at websites, or you might have got a catalog in from a spring bulb company. And if you order soon, we can get those in time to plant. You really have until the early part of December to get most of these bulbs in. So although we're kind of to the late minute at this point, you can still order bulbs and have them come in time to plant. Now, we can divide the spring flowering bulbs in our area into those that only bloom once for us and those that are repeat blooming bulbs. Now, the once blooming bulbs include types like tulips, some of the daffodils, ranunculus, anemone, grape hyacinths, and crocus. These bulbs will bloom once in the spring and then they're finished. They won't rebloom again for us in our landscapes. They're a one-time shot. We grow them as annuals. And when they're finished blooming, we pull them up, chop them up, and throw them in our compost piles. But there are also repeat blooming bulbs, and that includes many of the narcissus varieties, daffodils such as Carrollton, Ice Follies, Fortune, and Unsurpassable. Snowflakes rebloom beautifully for us, Dutch irises, the spring starflower, and Spanish bluebells all rebloom well for us in our climate. Now that's a lot to remember. If you'll send me an email request for spring flowering bulb information, I'll be happy to send you this information by an email. Just do an internet search for Dan Gill, LSU Ag Center. Click on the link and that'll bring you to my LSU Ag Center webpage, and you can email me from there. Now, bulbs are relatively expensive for the color they provide. Most only bloom for about a week or two. And so if you really want color for a long season and get the most bang for your buck, you really want to focus mostly on the cool season bedding plants like pansies, violas, dianthus, and snapdragons. But nothing replaces the beauty of tulips or daffodils or narcissus in your landscape. So use these in small groups and strategic locations. We don't do the spring flowering bulbs in big sweeps and swaths of color across our landscape. That would just be too expensive. But you can focus them where you'll notice them the most, around your outdoor living areas, your porches, your patios. You can also put them in pots and bring them inside when they're in bloom. In most instances, you want to plant your tulips and other types of spring flowering bulbs in sunny, well-drained areas. This is more important for those that we expect to replete bloom for us, because we'll just be leaving them in the ground and letting them come up and bloom for us year after year. When planting bulbs, we don't plant them as deeply as is oftentimes recommended for those gardeners up north. We plant the larger bulbs like tulips, daffodils, and snowflakes about 5 inches deep. Smaller bulbs are planted about 2 inches deep, and this would be like anemones and spring starflower. Tulips and hyacinths need to be pre-chilled, so get them purchased soon, put them in a paper bag in your vegetable bin of your refrigerator, and refrigerate them until late December or early January and plant them out at that time. They need this extra chilling to properly develop their flower buds, and they won't bloom as well without it. So think about adding some beautiful spring flowering bulbs to your landscape this fall. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.